Welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, we're going to talk about the value of camp. So stay tuned.
That you've joined us here on New Every Day, and we have convinced Jared Clark to stick around for another episode, and we're so glad that you did, Jared. Thanks so much for the discussion we had last week about camp, how you got started, you're working as a director of a camp, and having lots of influence there. And we were talking earlier about why camp is valuable, not only in building relationships, but in sharing the gospel. And you shared something with us also, Jared, about how Tim Hortons has seen the value of camp. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Well, I think so often we look at Christian camping as this sort of second rate. You know, we sort of do this because we're Christians, and we'll try and teach kids about their faith, and it's like this sort of side deal that we think is a good thing, but we don't really know why. We're not really sure what it actually accomplishes, but we've been doing it for a while, so we should keep doing it. And yet, the outside world has acknowledged that camp is one of the most powerful ways to impact children and make change in their life, to show them that there's hope and that they can have a future, and these things that we would call our biblical, you know, tenets of our faith, that we believe that, you know, God has a future and a hope for our lives, and yet we don't associate that with camp. But Tim Hortons, who's this iconic Canadian brand, wanted to affect change in our country. Yeah. And so they have invested massive amounts of money into building camps. And so they give the opportunity for children who had never had the opportunity to go to camp financially, and they send them to a different camp. They have leadership camps, and they have these different programs, even their school groups. A school doesn't pay to go to a Tim Hortons camp. They have to apply, and they have to show the value of that experience. So what are the teachers hoping to accomplish? Because they've recognized that this tool is incredibly valuable. And so it's not about the money to pay for it, but it's about, okay, are you actually making a good use of this resource? And so what we discount about learning, this other huge organization has said, wait a second, guys, this is one of the most valuable things we can do for our youth, and is now doing it in a major way. And their annual budget, I think it's about $30 million that they spend each year on camp.
$30 million?
Yes. Like that Tim Hortons camp day. That Tim Hortons camp day, I think last year in the commercial, I think they raised $17 million in one day. I don't quote me on that, but it just unbelievable amounts of money are being poured into children's lives in this country through Tim Hortons.
Wow.
See, I grew up always going to camp. So in my mind, camp meant hearing about Jesus, going to chapel twice a day, learning memory verses, Bible study. And so when I found out that there were camps that didn't talk about Jesus, I'm like, what do you do at a camp if you don't talk about Jesus? That's just weird. And so when Jared shared that stat with us, I was like, oh, like, camp is valuable. Like, it's valuable for so many reasons. And some of what we've talked about is self-esteem and overcoming fear.
Character development.
Yes, character development. And so so it's very interesting to hear, you know, Tim Hortons, who, you're right, like, it's on the corner of every place in Canada. If you're not from Canada, you have to understand this is a coffee shop, basically. And it is at the corner of every single intersection, almost.
Yeah,
and they understand the value of camp. So what, I guess my question then is, how or why then, how do we then as a church then sit up and go, oh, like, why should we do that? Why should we sit up and say, oh, there's more value to camp than we realize? I guess that's my question.
Well, it's as you're developing the self-esteem in children and as you're developing these skills in them, you're actually setting the foundation for their life. And so do you want that foundation of their life to include Jesus? It's like, because at camp, they will learn these things. They will learn how to do new skills. They'll overcome their fears. They'll grow as people. But do you want that to happen with Jesus? Mm. Because it's going to happen regardless, right? They're going to learn, they're going to develop as people. They're going to grow up and they're going to develop skills and abilities. And do you want Jesus to be a part of that conversation? I would say most of us would hope that, yes, that Jesus would be a part of it. But then we have to be making sure that we're offering just as much as those other camps and making sure we're doing it well. Yeah, to me, it's not enough to do church two times a day and do some memory verses and call it camp. Because it doesn't compete with what other camps are doing. So we need to have the best activities. We need to have the best things because I want us to be the best option for any parent to send their kid to as a summer camp activity so that we're not looked at as, oh, it's just because they're a Christian camp they're coming, because I don't want to have a bunch of Christian kids. That's not the goal of our camp. Our mandated goal of our camp is to introduce people, men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus. So if they already all know Jesus, I've missed the point. And so for me, I have to make sure that our camp is staying current and adding the new activities that kids are looking for, so that parents who have no idea who we are and what we're all about go, that's the camp I want to send my kids to. Yeah. Because through that, they're giving us the permission to tell their kids all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we will do chapel, and yes, we will memorize verses, but it's in the context of an amazing camp experience that's on par with anything they can get out there.
Right. Mm. Yeah. That is important, because when you're 8 years old and you get to go down a water slide, or you get to tube behind a boat for the very first time, those memories are ingrained in your mind.
Yeah.
And it is just such a thrilling experience. And then to be able to have the opportunity to hear about Christ, maybe for the first time, and take that back to your family, that's incredible. Jared, do you have any stories? I mean, you've got lots of stories. But do you have stories of kids maybe who they don't come from a Christian background, they just came because their parents maybe wanted them out of the house for the summer, and they've come to Christ? Like, can you share one of your 500?
Maybe two.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we have all sorts of kids come from all sorts of backgrounds. And so, yeah, they come. And they, you know, sometimes it's because we're a babysitting option. Sometimes, you know, the daycare is closed for 2 weeks in the summer so that they can have vacation. So it's like, what are we going to do with their kids? Oh, we'll ship them off to camp. Or it's the parents want a vacation.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go away and we're going to sign our kids up for camp. And so, yeah, to tell one or two stories, it's the hundreds of stories of kids who come to know Christ at our camp. And it's really not about where they're coming from. It's about where they are right in that moment. And it really doesn't matter how we get those kids there, whether we've sponsored them or whether they've come because of a friend. Once they're there, we have that opportunity to share with them. And so it's pretty neat to see how the various reasons why kids end up at our camp each summer. You know, this past summer, a child was sent to our camp because they were changing foster homes. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they were at camp, they didn't even know it. The worker told us that they were dropping off at camp, and when they came home from camp, they were going to be in a different home. And so instead of handling that transition well, they sent the child to camp, and then when they went home, it was to a different home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so
what an upheaval.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of reasons why a kid can end up at camp.
Yeah. And that is not the first time something like that has happened at camp. That's just, you know, when it was a reminder once again when you told me the story, and I'm like, okay, how many other times has this happened at camp where they literally are dropped off because they are in foster care?
Yeah.
And then it's like it's the switch over, right? And it's, you know, or they're in foster care, and the foster care doesn't really know what to do with them all summer. So they just send them to camp. And I've heard so many stories of kids that say, oh, yes, well, I go to this camp this week and I go to this camp this week. And I'm like, but where are your parents? And they said, well, we're in foster care.
Yeah.
And it just breaks my heart every time. And so when we talk about the value of camp, when they come to our camp in particular, we want them to experience the love of Christ and full on acceptance, so that they know that they have value, even though they might not be experiencing value anywhere else. And so, because the number of times where we see these kids just, you know, the first day or so, they're kind of like, or not really sure, because I want to say they're almost sad and broken on the inside. But then once they get involved in camp and their cabin leader's loving on them, other people are connecting with them, they're getting fed 3 times a day, which is so important. You know, some of these kids are coming from homes where there is no food, you know, or they have to make it themselves, or it's not even hot. So they're, you know, getting full belly. Some of their favorite times of the day is mealtime.
Yeah.
And so the value of camp, you know, is pouring back into some of these kids that are just so broken.
Well, I mean, camp allows a safe place for kids to allow themselves to have hope.
Yes.
One of the most heartbreaking stories in my camp career, I was a cabin leader. And little boy was coming to camp, and it was sort of a last resort. About 3 weeks before he came to camp, his mom had killed herself in front of him. And so here's this boy who then had tried to take his own life after that, who is being sent to us because they don't have any idea how to instill hope. And so for a week, he was loved on, and he heard about the hope that we have in Jesus. And so... you know, to see him laugh and to see him smile and to be able to have some fun in the midst of that circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, that's Jesus working in him, and where he is on his spiritual journey at that moment is irrelevant because he's being shown something that maybe he's never experienced before.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking, well, what's on the spectrum of somebody's life? The whole spectrum of their life. What's 1 week? What's one moment? But these kinds of conversations and the feelings of being accepted mm-hmm. and loved, that continues on. And would you say that it helps people stay connected to God in the future?
And that is something we're going to talk about when we come back. Hold on.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back. We were just all laughing because I always forget the commercial break, and Jen has to like sneak in there and make sure that we get our commercial break in. And we just want to stop and thank mm-hmm. the many people, many partners who have come alongside the show, various businesses and institutions. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click on our partners link, you'll be able to see all of the wonderful businesses who
yes.
have partnered with us. And we're tremendously thankful because they make this show a possibility. So I was just about to ask Jared how the 1 week camp experience mm-hmm. or 2 weeks or however long these kids have at camp, how does that help them in their faith journey down the
yes.
road? Does it help them actually stay close to God, or is it just like a one-time thing and they don't necessarily carry on in their faith?
I think camp becomes one of these memories that we hold on to. It's a mile marker in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about it when a camper who has this goofy dance becomes the popular kid and they've
okay.
never been accepted, or the person who can't really sing sings a solo at the talent show and out of appreciation for their courage, people give them a standing ovation. And so they have this feeling of acceptance, and it becomes the same thing with their what they've learned about their faith. Okay. And so we are all on a journey, and some of us will take that journey a little faster than others, and some our spiritual journey can be a very slow and long process. And so I think camp becomes a point where people look back to. And so maybe down the road in their life, maybe they're not serving the Lord, maybe they're at a rock bottom point, and they reach out. And it's to their camp counselor, it's to the people that they knew from camp, because they remember this time of acceptance, of feeling loved, and then they associate that with Jesus.
Yes.
And so it's like, I felt loved and accepted, Jesus must love and accept me. And so we've had campers or staff reach out to us many years later. We had one who was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, really?
And so she reached out to my wife and said, could you pray for me? You know, can you walk this road with me? And so camp isn't maybe always about the here and now. It might not always result in someone walking out every day. But I think it often becomes a mile marker for people where when they're ready to make that lasting life change, that they look back to, and it becomes a foundation for that change in their life in Christ at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know with some of the kids in our own youth group, they look forward to going to camp because they need that space to actually make things right with God. That's the value of camp for them, because life is so busy. They actually need that space to get away, and they actually look forward to it. They're like, I'm looking forward to chapel tonight. And I'm like, okay, why? And they're like, because I just need it. I just need it.
Yeah.
And it's so very interesting when we talk about the value of camp. It's not, yes, we want to introduce kids to Christ because that is the hope of glory. Like that is, you know, when we talk about where's the hope, that is the hope. But it's just, it's so all encompassing. It gives value and worth. They're able to experience value and worth, that they have purpose, that they have meaning, that it is something that it's a place that they can always go to get right with God. Because it's interesting, people often, you know, they'll be afraid of church, but they won't be afraid of camp. And so they're more apt to sometimes to go to camp than they are to go to church. And that's just another reason of why the camp experience is so valuable. It's not just about fun and games. It really is about pouring into an individual so that there's a spot where, you know, the Holy Spirit can go warm their heart and speak with them. Mm-hmm. So did you want to add anything?
Well, I can just, you know, speaking from my experience, I didn't come to Christ until I was like 12-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I went to camp for the first time, and it was an overnight camp. And I got to see older Christians, like teenage girls, who were excited about God, this intangible father that they experience every day. And that translated into love and care towards me and my friend who were there for the first time, who they took the time to explain how to use a bow and arrow, or how to windsurf for the first time, or how to make a craft. And I experienced that love and kindness from them, and also got to see through drama and music what the gospel is.
Mm-hmm.
So it really impacted my life. I can still sing the songs, and I only went there twice.
Yeah.
So it is really meaningful. So if you would like to support camp ministry, we really encourage you to look in your local area and find a camp to support. Is there any other way that you'd suggest, Jared, that they can support a camp?
Yeah, Christian Camping International is set up all over the world. And so if you just Google that, CCI worldwide, you can see Christian camps all over the world.
Okay.
And through that, there's different chapters in many different countries. And regions, and so there's a place for people to get involved wherever they might be.
Okay, well,
thanks for tuning in. It's been another great week. Thanks so much, Jared,
it's
for
great to be
sticking
here
around and chatting with us again. And we look forward to seeing you next week on New Every Day.
Until then, take care.